The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Nothing will be impossible for the believer, and yet the believer will have to reconcile with the way things are. Think of James and John. "Grant it, Lord, that we sit at your right and your left." You do not ask for something that is easy. There, suddenly, it can't be moved the way the mountain can move from place to place. But the believer can do all worthy things in concert with the Lord. St. Dominic had to reconcile himself to the way things were. Maybe you know the story, one of my favorites. He yearned to be a martyr, right? He wanted to go off to the mission lands and be killed for the faith and pour out his life in love of the Lord. There's a marker on the way between Fanzhou and Puyi, where Dominic would visit the sisters, the original cloistered nuns of the order. And that marker indicates a place where a group of Albigensians assailed Dominic, and he was thrilled. "I get to be a martyr. You can tear me limb from limb. I can pour my blood out onto the ground. I can spend myself any torture you want to inflict for the sake of God." And they were so creeped out, they didn't kill him. I love it because it's this story of holiness defeating itself. Not really, of course, but it certainly, this is not a faith that moves martyrdom. not by way of a lever or something, because Dominic would have pulled that lever, could he have? And yet he, like all of us, realized the grander story there. Our saint today, Teresa Benedicta, was able to be a martyr. And she was a martyr at a time of deep controversy and deep division. Even her canonization was a controversial one. For being a Jewess, right, and becoming Catholic, that can't help but raise hackles, even in our conversations today. She was killed in a concentration camp. And while mere words can't exhaust what that experience must have been like, at its heart, what is a concentration camp? It's something that's designed to keep people who would otherwise be united separate. You're taking an element of the population that you wish to separate out, and you concentrate them into this place to keep them away from the rest of humanity. It's a denial of our common origin, our common destiny in God, and we know the ways on which it falls to be heinous. But St. Edith Stein, St. Teresa Benedicta, is someone who united various things that would-be ideologues tried to keep separate throughout her life. She was a philosophy student at a time when many thought it would be a waste of time to teach a woman such things. Didn't matter to her. She studied and was one of Husserl's best students. Staying one night at a friend's house, she picks up a book off the shelf. It was a book by Teresa of Avila, and she stayed up all night reading it, at the end of the night saying, "This is the truth," and became Catholic on account of it, eventually taking Teresa's own name as she entered Carmel. Again, a woman going to university, some would say that should be separated, not for Edith Stein. A philosopher who could respond to the love of the Lord and see a wisdom beyond analytical exercise, something, too, that she could unite in her own person. a Jew who becomes a Catholic, something that some would see as something to be separated. And this too is something that remains a sore spot in our time, especially when we talk to the Jews of our time. Because a Jew can be a Buddhist, a Jew can be a Marxist, theoretically, a Jew can be a surfer, or almost anything except a Christian in rabbinical Jewish understanding. And I say this not to fan any flames of hatred or dismissal, because there's much reason over the centuries for why a Jew might think that Christianity is a denial of Jewish identity. There's plenty of examples of that, as I think we can acknowledge. But Teresa spanned the gap of it in herself, even to the consternation of her family. Again, her mother was happy enough when she was an agnostic philosophy student, but when she was a Catholic, ready to go to synagogue with her mother and actually believe in the God that they professed, that somehow was a tension. A tension, a separation that she nevertheless united. Then, again, this brilliant philosophy student entering Carmel, becoming a cloistered nun, eventually inspiring her sister to join her. Originally assigned to a Carmel in Germany, but realizing that it would be safer to go to the Netherlands, and so off they went. Unfortunately, the Wehrmacht followed them there. At first able to live in peace, until the Dutch bishop spoke up against the deportation of the Jews to the camps. And it was then, after those bishops spoke up, that the German authorities made a point to make the church pay. And Edith Stein and her sister and several others were some of the people who paid that price, going into the camps, treated as Jews, which would mean, and for any sane person, treating them with respect, but of course here we were dealing with more barbaric times, and ultimately offering her life for the life of her people, offering it in solidarity with those who did not always fully understand her, but whose fate she shared, willingly pouring out her life in love and union with them. We live in an age where people are sliced and diced this way and that, where congressional districts are drawn to put some people here and some people there. And if you think I'm just talking about Texas, I'm not. Every state does it. Okay? Every question that is put into politics is phrased in a way, and the answers are phrased in a way to try to get 52% of the people on your side and 48% opposing, with the right breakup that you get what you want. In the face of a culture that atomizes and splits, martyrs and saints like Teresa Benedicta and Dominic unite. They reconcile divisions among us. They reconcile ultimately our enmity with God himself. Because they've accepted the saving message of his son, and they follow in the sacrificial example of his love and redemption, and invite the rest of us to go and do likewise, that it might come to be for all peoples under heaven. That, and that alone, is the grounds of our hope. No other systematic approach, no other mere didactic or marketing ploy can attain what the cross achieves. That is the wisdom of the saints. That is the faith of the church. That alone is the salt for the earth to be seasoned. That alone is the light by which the world can be illumined. And without it, everything else is comparatively darkness.